And welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that's yours truly, Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath. And of course, I always like to give Dave and Amy credit that, as far as I know, we're one of the few companies and certainly one of the only network marketing companies on the planet that actually has a staff naturopath. So I give them the credit. I'm just here to try and help. And as I was saying before I officially started, the kind of question often comes up. People want to know, you know, what my background is in medicine in general. And I always tell people, you know, I'm a naturopath, which is really the original doctor. Hippocrates was considered a naturopath, and that was where it was acknowledged that the body is self-healing. He acknowledged that there was no such thing as an incurable disease. Of course, medicine today doesn't say that. They only say that if they don't have something for it, it's incurable. And in all medical care, do no harm. That was the tenets that Hippocrates stated, and when and other people of his time and since then have gone along with and agreed. So obviously, we're in a different time and place. And I always like to say that you really have to take responsibility for your health care. Even this, what is known as Obamacare, it's not Obamacare. It's basically, let's support the drug companies. It's not about health. It's about how do we treat disease. And so we need to get into a true health care type of mentality. And that's really what we do at Purium, and that's part of why we have these kind of calls. I talk to people all the time who are taking many drugs. And many of these people, in fact, most of these people I end up talking to, who call, they say, I don't think I should be taking all these drugs. And I say, well, why are you then? And the answer is always, well, you know, I was told I have to by a doctor. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to do anything. An interesting situation occurred a couple years ago. My wife had an emergency appendectomy. And, of course, that's when it's nice to have medical care, although she had some difficulties with the procedure. But anyhow, that's past, you know, past gone. But what she found out, and I didn't even realize this at the time, is that if you're in a hospital and if they come and give you a particular drug, you can ask them what it is, and you have a right to not take it. That is your prerogative. And they will, by law, they have to not give it to you. And so it's good to understand these things before the situation arises, because right now, the pharmaceutical industry as a whole is a very powerful organization, force. It's multinational, and it's about making money. It's about profit. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It has nothing to do with disease prevention. It has nothing to do even with curing. It has to do with selling, as simple as that. And I'm not saying all drugs are bad. Obviously, some drugs can be very good. But the point is that it is crucial that as an individual that we do take responsibility for our health. And that's one of the reasons that we're having this particular call about heart health, because I'm talking to people every single day that are on blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine. I mean, it's incredible. And not just one, but multiple drugs for the same thing. And people are saying, I don't think this is what I should be doing. And I say, well, you know, that's up to you and the doctor. I said, I can't advise you not to take drugs. I said, but I can tell you that there are certainly things that you can do. I mean, for example, Coumadin, many people are familiar with Coumadin. It's often given to people who've had heart attacks and strokes, and it is a blood thinner. Now, what Coumadin actually is rat poison. I mean, I'm not making it up. I mean, it actually is rat poison, and it's used because rats eat this stuff, and it thins their blood so much that they internally hemorrhage, and they die. Well, one of the side effects of Coumadin is that you take too much of this, and you will internally hemorrhage and die. And that's one of the reasons why if you're put on Coumadin, they will always monitor your blood. And usually when they first start, they'll even monitor it weekly and then get to monthly, because they want to make sure they're not giving you too much, and they want to make sure they're giving you enough so that your blood doesn't, you know, get too thick and you have another stroke or heart attack. But what is interesting is that garlic, raw garlic and ginger, will thin the blood as well, if not better, than Coumadin, and without side effects. Now, you don't have to take a lot of garlic to get yourself to the point where you're going to internally hemorrhage. So in other words, but there's no money in garlic and ginger. It's very cheap. Can't patent it. So that's sort of where the problem lies. Another interesting piece of information that most people are familiar with is the medical profession to this day is still advising people for a no-sodium diet, salt-restricted. I mean, this is part of the mantra that they preach. I mean, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Now, just dealing with their own system, if any of you have ever cut yourself and tasted your blood by chance, you probably notice that your blood is salty, which is true. Another thing that's very interesting is if you ever go to the hospital and you're dehydrated, they will put you on an IV to hydrate you. And what do you think they hydrate you with? They hydrate you with a saline solution. Now, point number three, and the medical profession understands this, the heart is known to be a potassium vessel floating in a sodium sea. So in other words, what that means is that the heart itself has a high concentration of potassium minerals inside it, and it is surrounded by a aqueous solution that is very, very saline. Medicine knows this. Doctors know that IVs often are given saline solutions. People know, doctors know that blood is often salty if you taste it. And they tell people to have no salt. Now, one thing that's interesting, for all the people that are on blood pressure medication, it is almost impossible to have normal blood pressure unless you're taking medicine, unless you have good salt in your diet. It's crucial, absolutely necessary. And you got to have salt that has color. It has to be not only sea salt, but it has to be whole, unrefined sea salt. Himalayan and Celtic sea salts are the two best. Very fine. And I always say, put whatever amount on your food to make it taste good. That's the amount you need. Another interesting thing is, quite a few years ago, when we had read all this stuff about no salt, no salt, no salt, we decided, okay, well, let's not have any salt. And at the end of that year, we ended up with quite a few cavities in our mouth. And of course, we put salt back into our diet and have not had problems like that again. So the body needs minerals. And sodium and potassium are the two main minerals that the body uses to alkalize and maintain a proper pH. And calcium. So if you don't have good reserves of sodium and potassium, and the body's trying to maintain a proper pH, the body's going to have to use calcium. And where does it get calcium? It gets it from your bones and your teeth. It's just that simple. So this is how osteoporosis takes place, along with bad teeth. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, one of the things that's relatively new information that medical science has confirmed, and this has been known by alternative healthcare practitioners for many, many, many years, and in fact, it was even known hundreds and thousands of years ago, but the heart itself has a brain. It's not just simply an organ that takes all of its orders from the brain that's in your head. It has its own computer system. And whether it's conscious or not, not going to try and say that, but it does have the ability to interpret and regulate. And this is why it is so important to watch stress levels. Because stress not only increases our acid in our body, stress increases toxicity in our body, stress uses up minerals from our body, along with vitamins, and stress puts a direct impact on the mechanism of the heart. And that's why for people who have experienced just instantaneous fear, the expression, you know, scared to death, there are people who've actually died from fright because it was such a shock from a chemical standpoint on the heart that the heart ceased to function. So in other words, it's very important to take care of our heart and realize that it's more than just simply a pump. And speaking of pumps, the one thing that's good to remember is that this pump works 24/7, 365 days of the year, for as many years as you are on planet Earth. It really doesn't rest. Some people will like to say that between the systolic, you know, and the numbers between the rest and the pumping action of the different ventricles, there's a, you know, it's that particular part of the heart is resting for a split second. Well, it really isn't resting completely because the vibration of the other side of the heart, which is pumping, impacts it. So in other words, this is why it's so important to practice relaxation exercises, you know, deep breathing, meditation, and plus getting good exercise so that you work the heart. Because by working the heart, it will then be able to rest better. And people that exercise the most tend to have the slowest resting heart rate because that's like any muscle, it needs to be worked, but not worked constantly. And that's the problem, that stress gives the heart the same workout as if it were doing something else, but it's constant. And that's definitely not help. So what we really need to function on and focus on, I should say, is the idea that we want to be conscious and grateful, you know, for our heart, for our liver. I mean, in other words, to become more aware of what's going on inside of our body. I'm not saying we should, you know, sit around thinking about it, but just the idea of having gratitude that this little piece of muscle, which is the size of your fist, is basically keeping you alive. It's amazing. Now, in PHP, obviously, you know, we have our heart aid, which is really a good product for just about everybody because it's very nourishing to the heart. It's got cayenne and garlic in it. It has some Ayurvedic herbs, and it's just a very good maintenance type of product. Apothecary is also very good for heart health because it's very good as a for anti-inflammatory. And green kamut is one of the best things for people to use on an ongoing basis, the kamut blend, to help regulate, you know, blood sugar and blood pressure and things like that. And obviously, the more superfoods you put into your body and the less processed foods you consume, the happier your heart's going to be. So I think that this, you know, this to me is very, very important, and that's why I thought it was good to dedicate a particular Wednesday call to this. It's amazing how many people I am talking to who are on these various drugs. And I will also say what's really strange, and I'm sure many of you hopefully are aware of this, but the statin drugs, which Lipitor is probably the leader, are given to people for high levels of so-called bad cholesterol, LDL. Now, to say that this stuff is bad is really stretching all reasonable ideas. Anyone that believes that there's a higher order, whether you believe in a God or a natural order or natural law, whatever, to think that the cosmos has allowed our bodies to produce something that is bad, that, because everybody does this, everyone has this stuff, that doesn't make any sense. It would make more sense to ask the question, what does LDL do? See, if you take Lipitor, for example, and we have a lot, I get lots of people calling in who are taking Lipitor, Plavix, all these other things, there's several other cholesterol-lowering drugs. I always ask people, I say, did you read the side effects? Well, no, doctor told me to take it. It's okay. I said, well, first of all, I suggest any time a doctor tells you to take any drug, always read all of the side effects before you put it in your mouth. Now, if you read the side effects of Lipitor, and it's in good-sized print, I mean, you know, this is part of the law saying that they have to tell you what this stuff can do for you. Basically, it will say that you can... if you take, you know, it could possibly cause cancer. It can cause internal hemorrhaging. And you say, well, wait a second here. What's going on? Well, let's ask the question. What does cholesterol do? Doctors will tell you that you have to have some cholesterol in your blood. It regulates hormones. It helps the brain. It does a lot of things. I mean, many, many functions are reliant on cholesterol. If you ever cut yourself and you get a scab forms, and of course when you were a little kid you tried to pick it off, but that scab, believe it or not, is a type of cholesterol, LDL. So, it really begs the question, all right, why would there be higher levels of this LDL floating around in your bloodstream? Common sense would tell you that, okay, if I have a cut and the body's going to send this sticky stuff to make the scab, maybe it's going to do the same thing inside my blood vessels. Now, why would it do that? It would do that because of an injury, just like when you cut yourself, that's an injury. Okay, if you have an injury inside of a blood vessel, the body will send this LDL there to form a scab so that you don't bleed to death. Otherwise, your internal cavity is going to fill up with blood. And you'd That wouldn't be good. Okay, so obviously That's a good thing. But the question has to be asked, what is causing the injury to the blood vessel? Makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, that would be the most logical question to ask, especially when we read the side effects of the statin drug saying that you could internally hemorrhage. So in other words, they recognize that there is injury in the blood vessel, and that by taking too much of this, you're going to eliminate too much of the LDL, and it's not going to be able to scab over, and so it's all just going to, you're going to bleed to death. So what would cause the injury? Now, obviously, if you cut yourself, your skin, you see the cause. You know, it can be a knife, it could be like a stick or something. I mean, it could be a whole bunch of things. So obviously, there's no sticks and knives floating around your blood vessels. So what is going on is the fact that the blood vessel itself is compromised. It's weakened. Just like if you have skin on a very old person who hasn't eaten well, their skin is almost paper thin, and it cuts pretty easily. You've probably seen that. Okay, well, if the material of the cells that line the blood vessel, if they're not properly nourished, they are going to weaken. And if they weaken, guess what? You're going to have a hole. Then you're going to internally hemorrhage. So that LDL is going to come along and is going to form a scab. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that if you've got a lot of this stuff going on and a lot of injuries, you've got a lot of scabbing going on, which means you could have an occlusion. You could have, you know, a blockage. And if it occurs around your brain, you could have a stroke. Near the heart, you could have a heart attack. So obviously, that's, you don't want that happening either. And so there's no doubt about the fact that sometimes it's necessary to use a drug like this if someone has had a very poor lifestyle for a long period of time and they have a lot of damage. But to rely on that is not going to solve the problem, because it won't solve the problem. In fact, it's going to cause more of a problem. So the answer lies in making our blood vessels stronger. That would be the ultimate. How do we make our blood vessels stronger? Well, that's pretty logical. It needs better nutrition. And as we know, our food supply today is not doing well. I've said many times, going to a restaurant at best is entertainment, and at worst, a real disaster, and it doesn't matter what you spend. So the point is, unless you've got your own organic garden that you're eating from all year long, it's really difficult to get the kind of nutrition that your body needs and that your blood vessels need to maintain healthy cells. So that's where superfoods come from. The more superfoods you consume, the more high nutrition, low calorie food you can put into your system, the more vitamins and minerals that the body can utilize. See, the body does not know what to do with isolated chemicals. It wasn't designed to do that. It was designed to take whole food, break it down in the way it wants to, and take the fats, the minerals, the vitamins, the amino acids, and all these things, because it has its own chemical factory. The body is an amazing, amazing machine. What it can do is nothing less than phenomenal. But when we give it something that it's not used to, thinking that we're going to give it 1,000 milligrams of calcium aspartate because we want strong bones, we're not going to get strong bones, because the body doesn't know what to do with calcium aspartate to begin with, and it certainly doesn't know what to do with 1,000 milligrams. if you look in nature, even among superfoods, you're not going to find a serving of calcium-rich food, vitamin C-rich food, vitamin E-rich food that's going to contain anywhere near the kinds of numbers of milligrams that you find in some of these isolated supplements. So those things actually become toxic to the body, and the body has to get rid of it. That's why it's been said Americans have the most expensive urine in the world, because we put all this stuff in and we pee it out, or it goes through our feces. But when you take nutrients that are in the form of food, those nutrients are utilized nearly 100%. So that's really the secret. And once again, I like to remind everyone that what makes Purium unique are a few factors. First of all, we are a family-run business. We're not a multinational corporation. We have not been bought out by Procter & Gamble or some holding company in Canada or South America. We're owned basically by two people, Amy and Dave, and we do our own manufacturing, which means that we control our costs, we can control our raw materials, and we can control what we put in our products. And we are proud to not use binders, fillers, excipients, and all of these kinds of additives that are considered tableting aids. That's what they're called. Things like plastic, hydrogenated vegetable oil, ground glass. These are all FDA approved to be used in supplements and drugs. And we choose not to use any of them, primarily because we use these products ourselves and we don't want to eat plastic and ground glass and hydrogenated vegetable oil. So that's our main motivation. We want pure food. And most people that walk into a natural food store are going in there because they want pure food. We think people should be able to get pure whole food supplements instead of a bunch of chemicals. And typically, if you walk through the aisles of most vitamin departments in most health food stores, you're looking at bottles upon bottles of chemicals, and the body does not know what to do with them. Now, I will also say that another advantage that Purium has is there are some decent products in health food stores. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, we're the only player in town, but you're not going to find any better quality without paying a lot more money. That's what really sets us apart. I was just looking today, and I had to go shopping, and there's some products that are outrageously expensive. I mean, they're nice products, but you know, it's incredible what kind of price tag they have per serving, and they also contain things that I personally wouldn't take. So we try and be as simple as possible and keep formulas so that we know they're going to work rather than just simply trying to create labels to impress people. So that's another one of our strong positions. So I hope this has given you some good information that you can use. If you're talking to people and they're talking about all the medications they're on and things like that, you can always tell them that, you know, it's not necessary to be on all those things. It is possible to get off of most medicines, but you've got to be careful. I mean, you just don't simply cold turkey and say, I'm not going to do this stuff anymore. You've got to get healthy, and as the body gets healthy, I mean, there have been people who've gotten off of diabetic medicine by getting healthy. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to, because drugs have a place. And if you're really sick, sometimes drugs are the only thing that you can do. But we're trying to help people learn how to be healthy, and that's really what it's all about. So it has been a pleasure to be with you again. I'll be back again in 2 weeks with more information. And as always, please feel free and call me at 800-962-5433. Or you can email me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. And both of those contacts are on the website of Purium. I think I have my own page there. And if you have any subject matters that you would like to see covered, please let me know. That's how this one got covered, because I've had many people say that they would like to have more information about taking care of their heart. So, once again, have a wonderful evening. God bless, and bye for now.